And welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here at 97.1 The Ticket. Kang and Gator taking your calls at 248-539-9797. Same number to text us as well. We saw that, we saw what happened in the All-Star game in Major League Baseball the other night. We got to see something new at the end of that game. We saw the swing-off. Tie baseball game after nine innings. They choose not to go to extra innings anymore. Instead, it was decided by having a swing-off, where each side, the National League and the American League, selected three batters to take three swings, and you total up the number of home runs at the end of that, and that determined the winner. This year, it went to the National League, thanks to some heroics by Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies, who knocked three home runs on his three swings and knocked out the American League. Aranda was not able to answer that with any home runs on his swings, and the National League wins. It was entertaining. It was a different way to do things. We've seen innovations in baseball over the years and rules changes. They went to the DH full time. They were going now with interleague play basically full time. It's a full schedule against the National League as well. That's cool. They've made changes with the pitch clock. We also saw the automated balls and strikes system implemented in the All-Star game, and hopefully we're going to see that on a regular basis in regular season play beginning in the spring next year. I hope that's the case. I can't imagine they're going to get anything done where we can see it in the postseason this year, but I think I'd be all in favor of that. I'd love the ABS. It keeps everybody accountable, and I think it makes everybody better, which would be great, and it doesn't bog down the game at all. We've seen some great changes, replay and all that. But Ken, you notice this. There's something new that's going to happen in the WNBA All-Star game, which I think is going to get a lot of discussion. We're going to start it here. So what is it that they're doing in the WNBA All-Star game?
Yeah, I feel like exhibition games and other leagues that aren't, the major four, they always try new things. And I think the major four sports are watching. Right, just in case something might catch on, like, hey, we might want to look into that. Like, remember the XFL came out and they had like the Sky Cam or whatever.
Yes.
Well, the networks thought that was great and started implementing that in their games. So, and you just mentioned all the All-Star Game stuff with Major League Baseball. So for the WNBA, I had read and I know that this year during the All-Star Game, they're going to introduce the 4-point shot. Now, obviously, Caitlin Clark has taken over the league by storm, where they have to move arenas where she's playing at because the ticket demand is so high. Unfortunately for the WNBA, they just announced that Caitlin Clark is not going to be participating in the All-Star game and not in a 3-point shootout either.
Because she's dealing with a groin injury.
Yeah, correct. But the show must go on. So they've already said that they're going to have a 4-point shot in the All-Star game. And they're calling it the logo shot because that's the thing now, right? Steph Curry does it. And, Caitlin Clark's been doing it. Like, you shoot from so deep, you're right by the center court logo. They're going to have four of them on the court. There's two on each side, of course. And they're pretty deep, obviously. They're well beyond the three-point line. And if you hit from there, it's 4 points. And it just got me to kind of thinking, like, with all the crazy and radical ideas that's been coming through sports lately, is this something the NBA should implement, or just is this too wild and crazy, or should they do it but tweak it? It doesn't have to be exactly what the WNBA is doing, but has this become such a thing and it's made the NBA more popular with kids doing it in rec league and travel sports and whatnot that they should embrace this and take it head on? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, we've joked about this over the years. You and I have, because of our love of MTV over the years, that, back in the Rock and Jock days when they would have their celebrity basketball game that was played.
Yeah, that's the ultimate exhibition game.
Yeah, right. But they would have like 10-point shots.
Yeah.
They were ridiculous. And the rim would extend a rim up to be like, whatever it was, 20 feet up in the air. And if you launched it from certain spots on the court, then it could get a 10-point shot. And it changed the game. And yeah, it does. But I imagine if people, when they first thought of bringing in the 3-point shot, in the early 80s, we're like, oh, what are we doing? It is a gimmick. I mean, it was an ABA gimmick. They had that in that league. Why would we bring it in the NBA? Well, because it's exciting. And it took a while before people started to really embrace the 3-point shot in the NBA, but boy, they sure have. And then Steph Curry comes along and does his YOLO threes, the only live once 3-point shot, but he knocks them down. And now everybody's practicing that. And to the point where half the shots in basketball are 3-point shots, or close to half the shots in basketball are 3-point shots. It has changed the game forever. And now you're looking for those specialists, guys that can shoot over 40% from 25 feet and beyond. And it's totally changed the game. The idea of a four-point shot seems ridiculous at first, but at the same time, like, you know, should you be rewarded for knocking down a shot at half court more so than just 3 points? I'm open to it. And particularly in an all-star format, yeah, why not? I mean, the all-star game is non-competitive to begin with, really, in the NBA. But why not show that in an all-star game and see if it makes any sense? The league is always looking to add more spice. And, you know, we've seen in this playoffs alone, when the playoffs were all said and done, I mean, how many games did we see teams blow 20-point leads? It felt like it happened all the time. Like every week there were a couple of games that, like, wow, this team just, they had a 21-point lead and they ended up losing by four. Or, you know, this team had a 25-point lead, lost it, and then got their lead back and were able to hang on, whatever the case was. But the reason that teams are able to come back is because of the three-point shot. Would it make it more exciting if they actually had a four-point shot? And you could say whatever you want. Like, hey, anything behind half court is worth 4 points. You have to launch it from your side of half court in order to get 4 points. It's interesting to think if, you know, how that would change the game. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. I'm certainly open to the idea, absolutely, for an all-star game to kind of see how that works. If you wanted to experiment with that in a summer league, or maybe the summer league's not the right, but maybe in exhibition games to try to check that out and see how that would change things up, if that changes strategy or the approach at all. I think it's interesting. But why limit it just to basketball? How about opening it up to other sports? Like, what new idea would you like to see in sports that goes along the same road as a four-point shot in the NBA? I think people would be interested if maybe you can get more than 3 points, maybe get a 4-point field goal if it's beyond 60 yards, something like that. That could make things way interesting. Give coaches something else to think about. You know, you're down by four. Field goal is not going to cut it. You have to go for it. Or wait a minute. What if we kick a 60-yard field goal and we can get 4 points? Would something like that work? What are the other ideas you can think of in sports that you would like to see? Kind of new, kind of wild ideas to change things up a little bit, just to spice them up a little bit, like a 4-point shot in basketball, or like I'm saying, award 4 points for a field goal that's beyond 60 yards. Because we only see, what, maybe a dozen kicks that are beyond 60 yards that go through the uprights. But if they get an extra point, we might see some more, and it is an exciting play. Although, King, the NFL does hate kickers.
Do they?
I mean, this is fact, right? They do hate kickers. So I'm not sure you're going to get that.
Yeah, they want teams to go for two and whatnot. But, I mean, as far as the four-point shot in basketball, like, I've always kind of brought it up because what I personally hate is when a player in the NBA or even college basketball, they have the ball at the end of a quarter or a half, and They're on the other side. Like, they just inbound it from the baseline, right?
Yeah.
But they have a couple seconds, and they can just at least try to launch a full court shot. But instead, they don't, because they care about their 3-point shooting percentage, which to me is the dumbest thing, because I know it's a 1 in a million chance, but you could get 3 points,
right?
So if you implement a 4-pointer from back there, maybe it's more reason for them to shoot it, and then on top of that, it doesn't affect your 3-point percentage. It's your 4-point percentage now. So Everyone's 4-point percentage is going to suck. So who cares about that, right? Yeah. Your 3-point percentage is still going to be what it is. So I feel like I've always thought about adding it because of that. I hate a wasted possession. I'm about efficiency, and that feels to me like a waste of a.
You are about efficiency.
It's all about, like, just take a shot. Who cares? It's
take a shot.
It's the same thing. If you don't shoot it, hey, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right?
I've heard that.
Michael Scott.
I've heard that. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. What other kind of crazy idea would you like to bring into sports, much like a 4-point shot in basketball? Would you approve of that? Would you like to see something else in other sports? Don't limit to basketball. It can be football, baseball, hockey, whatever you want to do. What else would you like to see implemented to make the game more interesting? And that's maybe not terribly off the wall, but something that, you know, that would actually be considered. Not something that's like a hard no right away. I mean, we don't need the crazy, like, you know, let's put crocodiles in the end zone and see if the players can survive. I don't know why I went to crocodiles in the end zone, but I'm just saying. 2485. Thank you. Thank you very much. I mean, we already have alligators on the golf courses, right? What if you put, I don't know why this just came to my head. What if you put, when you have golf tournaments in South Carolina or in Florida, where there are the alligators all over the place, what if you put like raw chicken meat out in the fairways to lure the gators onto the fairway? Could you do that? That's a horrific idea. But you know what I'm saying. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket.